This is Retire with Freedom with the founders of Freedom Financial Group, Tad and Tony Hill. Tad is a chartered retirement planning counselor and registered financial consultant. Tony is the co-founder and vice president of Freedom Financial Group and is a regular contributor to Kiplinger. Together, they are Birmingham's premier retirement planners. This is Retire with Freedom with Tad and Tony Hill.
Hey everybody, this is Tad Hill, and I am here with my beautiful wife, Toni. As always, we are the host of Retire with Freedom, and we have a special guest with us today, Mr. Sean Fleming. Sean, how are you?
I'm doing great. How are you doing?
Doing good. So Sean has been with us now, Toni, for 2 years. Mm-hmm. He is a graduate from the venerable Auburn University in finance, which makes him near and dear to our heart. Actually, we've known Sean since he was just a wee lad. So Sean is with us, and Sean is now an advisor at Freedom Financial. Been with us a couple of years now. He's been doing all of our pre-planning, so a lot of the work that goes into helping families figure all this stuff out. Sean has been doing that, and he is also now helping families figure it out himself. We thought, since he's smarter than we are, we should have him join the radio show.
Well, I know that just gives us the ability to help more families.
There you go. So welcome, Sean. And as long as you don't mess it up too bad, we'll keep having you come back on.
I'll do my best.
Today, we're going to be talking about getting lost. We're going to be using the analogy of if you're trying to get somewhere, how do you do it effectively and efficiently and make sure that you don't make any mistakes along the way? Because if we talk about retirement planning, how often do we see people that realize what they want to accomplish, but they're not exactly sure how to get from here to there?
All the time. I mean, it's there's a lot to think through.
There is. So we're going to talk about that. So we're going to be using analogies today because analogies are fun.
Mm-hmm. They are fun.
And so we like to have some fun and learn about retirement planning. So that's what we're going to do. In life, if somebody gets lost, maybe they don't have the right tools. If you're trying to get somewhere, maybe your compass isn't well calibrated. My father tried to teach me how to use a compass when I was a kid. It was like one of those big honking metal things.
Like a military compass.
Literally like twice the size of a hockey puck.
Yeah.
Now you can get one on your phone. And I must say, I have used that on several occasions.
Yeah.
When we've been out hiking. Shannon and I, our youngest daughter, we got lost at the lake. And a 45-minute hike turned into about 4 hours.
Yeah, I was worried about y'all.
Well, I was worried about us. I was worried about us more than anybody. And Shannon was not impressed with her father at that point. But we did. We used the compass to figure out kind of where we were and how we needed to get back. So your compass may not be well calibrated. Maybe your GPS is identifying the wrong address. So we've got to have tools that work. So in retirement planning, let's talk about some tools that people use regularly that may or may not be calibrated accurately. Online retirement calculators.
Every one of them's different. I mean, you can go on to this website and it's got, you know, you need this much money and, you know, this is when you can retire. And even those calculations when they spit out the form from your HR department at work or any of those things, I mean, those things can be missing a lot of things too. It's just a short.
Well, and Sean, we were meeting with somebody just yesterday.
Right. Yeah. I mean, they had a calculator from their work estimating how much income they were going to have in retirement. And based on everything that we were able to calculate, the estimations were fairly inaccurate.
Well, and I'm not going to call this company out, but it's a very large local company that we have a lot of clients from. I see the results of that calculator all the time. And one of the biggest mistakes, in my opinion, that this calculator is making is not only are they estimating their pension payment, which they have detailed information on, and it's accurate.
Right.
They're giving them their Social Security information, which often it's accurate or close. So those are okay. The other thing that they're doing, though, that people don't really understand, they're taking their 401k and telling them how much income they can generate from the 401k with really no understanding of how the tool understands how the 401k is invested, but it has no more intelligence past that. So people come in from this particular company and they show us their retirement income, and their retirement income is 2/3 based upon things that are reasonably certain, but 1/3 of it is usually pie in the sky that has, frankly, very little correlation to reality. And often, they haven't really studied the thing to understand that that's what's happening.
Yeah, and some of that stuff's hard to understand for folks anyway. If it's not what you do, then it's kind of complicated to figure that out.
For us, looking at it all day, every day, you know, it starts to become second nature. We look at it and we see it. We know what we're looking for. But if you're in marketing or an account manager or whatever you're doing, and
not a retirement plan,
right. It you just take the number for what it's worth.
Yeah, people come in and they say, "Well, I'm going to be able to generate, you know, $100,000 in retirement." Wow, that's great. Where are you getting that from? And they'll hand me this piece of paper, and I'll say, "Okay, well, out of that 100, I can see where 60's coming from. This other 40, it's like, oh, well, you know, the calculator said that that's what we'd be able to do." Based on what? Well, you know, that's, and a lot of times they'll understand that it's based upon what's in their 401k, but what they don't understand is if we go through a 2008 or we have a big market correction or
just an extended flat market.
An extended flat market or any of those sorts of things, that piece of that calculation has no certainty attached to it.
And the other thing, too, is what is the income withdrawal strategy? Because even when markets are up and to the right, there's a lot of volatility day to day, week to week, month to month. And so if you're pulling money out every month thinking that's okay, even in an up market, you could be eroding your savings.
Well, especially if you're taking too big of a percentage. And you've seen that several times recently where markets are going crazy. People are taking a percentage out that over a 20 or 30 year period will not be sustainable.
Mm-hmm.
But it's being masked by the fact that the markets have gone up so much. They're living a lifestyle that is not sustainable based upon the amount of savings they have, but they're really not going to figure that out until it's too late. If you're asking yourself, am I using calculations that might be miscalculated? Am I basing my retirement on plans that really aren't certain? We're hoping, but we don't know how this is all going to play out. If you've got questions about what's the best way to generate income, replace your paycheck, if you're concerned about anything, you know, people have quit worrying about the markets because the markets are doing so well, but the day is coming where that's not going to be the case. And the time to protect yourself is not when you've lost half your money. The time to protect yourself is when things are going gangbusters to the upside.
Mm-hmm.
So if you've got any concerns around those things for yourself, your family, you want to know, hey, if I retire, this thing's going to work. We can help you do that. And we're going to offer that now for anybody that calls in the first 15 minutes. We will sit down with you, and based upon our experience, having helped hundreds of families figure this out, we're going to go through in depth, very specifically, into your stuff and all of the things that are on your mind and all of the things that would be on our minds if we're you. We're going to help you walk through that, and we're going to give you very detailed feedback. You're going to walk away with an understanding of how much income is it reasonable for you to expect to be able to generate in retirement? What happens if we have another 2008? What's the best way to take your Social Security or your pension or any of these things that really need to be figured out? That's part of our Retire with Freedom process, and we will do this analysis for you at no cost, no obligation, completely free for anybody that calls in the next 15 minutes. Here's the number, 205-988-0006. That's 988-0006. If you're not sure if you're on the right track for retirement, when would you want to find out? Now, while you've got time to get on the right track, or somewhere later down the line when it's too late to make good adjustments. Call now, 988-0006. That's 205-988-0006.
So the next thing, you know, we'll talk about it, and along this getting lost thing, is sometimes you just get bad directions.
Yep.
Somebody either gets the directions just flat wrong. They give you those directions like turn where Jack's Mart used to be.
Right.
I mean, you get those directions in the South a lot. And sometimes people really have good intentions. It could be family members, friends, coworkers, or whatever. And they're trying to help you negotiate where you want to go, but they just don't really know. Sean, you were talking to, you know, one of our clients, and they were talking to the Social Security Administration, and they were giving them the wrong information about what they could
do.
So he came in for a review, and we were just reevaluating his strategy for Social Security. Realized there was a strategy that most people don't take advantage of and is not a strategy that's still in place. People were grandfathered in, but he could take advantage of it. He went not once but twice to the Social Security Administration. Apparently the second time, the person was fairly ugly to him. So he makes a few calls back, says, "Sean, how confident are you that this can happen?" I said, "Very confident. Let me double check with our Social Security specialist."
Yeah, because we've got a software package that we use that runs all these permutations, and we also have Social Security experts that are part of the service team that is part of this thing that we have. So we know how to get the answers.
So I get with the expert. I was 100% confident after that. We get back to him. He submits a congressional inquiry up to Shelby's office. It came back and said, yeah, you can do this strategy. It was before our the ice storms and the government shutdown and all that, so we're still kind of in flux, but apparently they're getting in touch with the manager.
So, Sean, you're as smart as our congressional office. You should run for Congress. Shelby, he's the senator. Whoa, I'm even more impressed.
So
good job. So you just saved a family that we help, not save them a lot of money. You just made them a lot of money.
I mean, you know, that's the thing. I mean, opportunity, not just are you doing something wrong and off track, but there's a lot of opportunities you miss if you're not really getting this done right. And
well,
you're working with
so them. I'll give you an example. I'm working with a family right now where they inherited some stock and they've got a couple of $1 million in a single stock. They get that that's
a little crazy,
a pretty volatile way to do things, and they want to take half of it, and they want to diversify, get better protection on the money. They've got the money separated into two trusts. They were about to sell half of it from one of the trusts. We realized that if they did that, they were going to be giving away a step up in basis at the passing of their grandmother. The money in the other trust, the basis had already been established. What that basically means is that they were going to get hit with about a $200,000 tax bill that they did not have to get hit with.
Right.
They had been working with somebody that was trying to get them to put money in a particular product. It was a type of annuity. I don't have a problem with this particular type of product. I know there's a lot of people that feel very strongly one way or the other about annuities. We just look at them as tools. The challenge was they were working with a salesperson, not a retirement planner, somebody that didn't really understand taxes or estate planning or any of that sort of thing. Now, we're not attorneys, we're not CPAs, but we've got very good attorneys and very good CPAs.
We got some top guns.
Yeah, that we know how to go get the answers from. So just by selling the stock from the right account, we're saving them a couple of $100,000. So if you're asking yourself, what are the directions that I'm being given by people that I expect to know the answers, and maybe they know the answers and maybe they don't, you know, do you have that feeling in your gut like, is my advisor really thinking through all this stuff, or they're just investing my money? If you want an experience where people walk through and really uncover everything that needs to be dealt with, and then if we're not the subject matter experts, we have folks that are very good at these things to help you figure it out. We'll sit down and analyze where you stand right now at no cost and no obligation to you. Here's what happens when you come in. We may decide to work together. We may not. We're not a fit for everybody. Not everybody's a fit for us. But for our listeners who qualify and are one of the first 15 callers right now, we will sit down with you, and it won't cost you a nickel, and walk you through where you stand. So our goal for you, again, whether we work together or not, is that you leave that analysis with a much clearer picture of where you are. If you've got questions on your mind, if you've got things that are in the pit of your stomach that you're worried about, what's going to happen when the market crashes again? How much income can you generate? Are there things that you're doing tax-wise that might cost you a lot of money that you could save instead? Those are the things we'll help you figure out. Be one of the first 15 callers right now, 205-988-0006. That's 988-0006. Call now. If you're driving in the car, let me slow down. 988-0006. There's only four numbers in the whole thing. See, that's how you know you're working with a good retirement planner. They can count to four. All right, guys. Anybody that's coming in, we're looking forward to helping you.
We're talking about getting lost in retirement today. Coming up next, we're going to talk about how to get back on track. Stay tuned.
You're listening to Retire with Freedom.
Hi, this is Tad Hill, host of the Retire with Freedom radio show and the president of Freedom Financial Group. We specialize in retirement planning. So if you're retired or about to retire, give us a call. We can help you with our five-step Retire with Freedom process, and here are the questions that it answers. Are you going to be able to retire and have your money last? How are you going to replace your paycheck with your savings and investments in a way that is secure and will last for your lifetime? How are you going to deal with the rising cost of health care, and are you being as tax efficient as possible? Be one of the first 10 callers right now to receive your no-cost retirement stress test. 988-0006. That's 988-0006. 988-0006.
Investing involves risk, including the potential loss of principal. Any references to security and lifetime income generally refer to fixed insurance products, never securities or investment products. Insurance and annuity product guarantees are backed by the financial strength and claims paying ability of the issuing insurance company. Investment advisory services offered only by duly registered individuals through AE Wealth Management, LLC. AEWM and Freedom Financial Group are not affiliated companies.
This is Retire with Freedom with the founders of Freedom Financial Group, Tad and Tony Hill.
Today we're talking about getting lost in retirement, and now we're talking about how to get back on track. So the first thing we need to do when we're looking at where are we need to figure that out. Where exactly are we?
Yeah, if you are somewhere and you're trying to get somewhere else,
right.
The first thing you have to determine, people always say, where you want to go. Well, yeah. First, you got to figure out where you are.
Right, because there's different ways. You may have to negotiate some headwinds to get where you want to go. And, you know, things about that in retirement, as it plans to that, you need to understand how much money's in your various accounts. There's a lot of folks that really have changed jobs a lot, left old 401ks there, and don't really understand where everything is, how it's invested, hasn't paid attention to it very much.
Knowing which accounts you actually have.
Yeah.
I mean, there's people that come in all the time that we do plans for that, oh, there's an IRA I forgot about. Or a worse kind of situation is, oh, I thought I had these two IRAs.
They've got statements from two different things that say different things, and it's really the same money.
Yep.
This happens a lot in company plans.
Right? Yeah, because they have a custodian. The custodian sends them a statement. Then they get a company statement. And they think they have twice as much money as they do because the numbers may be a little bit different. And so it just seems like...
I bet nobody's thinking, oh, yeah, that's me. I know where my accounts are. I'll say this. It's always a surprise. The other thing is, how is it going to get taxed? This is a thing that is really common. People think of, well, I've got $1 million in my 401k, so I have $1 million.
Mm-hmm.
No, you don't, because 20 to 30% of that belongs to the government.
And you know, the other thing at 401ks and company plans, some of the money in there is after-tax money. And so it's really important when someone is taking your money and moving it around that they know how that is taxed so that you don't get hit with the tax bill, you don't do it wrong. I mean, those things are important too.
Well, there are some opportunities there where we can take the after-tax money and get that into a Roth.
Right.
So now it's going to grow tax-free. And again, you know, this goes back to having the right kind of advice. We talk about brokerage firms and banks, but I'll say this. I do think most people in the financial services industry are trying to do the right thing for their clients. The challenge is that they work in environments where what they are told to do is not planning. What they're told to do is invest their clients' money based upon their risk tolerance.
And then they wear the retirement planning hat, and that confuses everybody.
So you can call yourself a cheetah. It doesn't make you a cheetah, right? The proof is in the pudding. Can you outrun a car? You know, whatever's chasing you.
Me.
Yeah, there you go.
You
have to be is a sloth.
So pretty much everything, yeah.
Yeah. But people call themselves retirement planners, and here's my point. The proof is in the pudding.
Yeah.
What is the process you go through? What are all of the things that you uncover and identify? What are all the questions that you ask? One of the things that I regularly encourage people to think about when they come and sit down with us is pay attention to if we are gathering information, asking for data points, asking you questions that nobody has ever asked before.
Right.
They've never asked for this information. They've never asked you these questions about different things. Pay attention to if we're analyzing things and looking at things that nobody has ever looked at before. So forget what we say and forget what anybody else says. Words are easy. The proof is in the pudding. So, Sean, I know you were telling me a story recently about you and some of your knucklehead friends.
For getting help to get on the right track, I think a lot about a few years ago, I went with one of my buddies for his birthday over to Columbus, Georgia. They have the Chattahoochee, I guess it is there, man-made whitewater rafting. And you get on the rafts, you and your friends, and you just go down and go through the rapids, class 4, class 5, big rapids, and you have a guide on the back. And we made it through, and the second time you go through the bigger one, and we pulled off to the side and watched every single boat just yard sale. Everyone's falling out. that's important to have the right guide. We didn't realize that principle at the time. So we decided that was a lot of fun. Let's go do it ourselves. Let's go canoe a slower, calmer river. There was no rapids in this one.
But without a guide.
Without a guide. We said, we got it figured out. We've been on a raft before.
We've done this once.
Right. So we went and went down a slower, calmer river. The plan was to go about 5 or 10 miles that day and set up camp. We got less than 2 and all of our stuff was soaking wet. So the way that I think about it and how it relates is when the water is calm, it's way easier to be successful and navigate that.
So like when the market's going straight up for 9 years.
It's pretty hard to make bad decisions.
Right.
You can throw a dart at any ticker you want and it's probably going to get you a return. But when you get into Class 4 and Class 5 rapids, that's no place you want to be by yourself. But especially you want to make sure you have the right guide to lead you through that.
You said a minute ago an important point, which was, you know, hey, we've done this a time or two. We can make this happen. One of the points that we always make in the class that we teach is unless you're a retirement planner as a vocation, your retirement is probably the first one you've ever planned. So if it's the first time you've done something and you're banking your life, your lifestyle, your family's security and future on it, and you're assuming, for example, well, it's the first time I've done it, but I've got a broker or a banker or somebody that I'm working with, surely they've got a plan. Well, let me say this. If your plan sounds something like this, don't worry, you're diversified. We've got you in a lot of different mutual funds that have diversified you across a lot of different asset classes, and we've based it on your risk tolerance, and we're going to pull out, you know, the money that you need to live on, and all you need to do is just hang in there. We're going to have some good times, we're going to have some bad times, but as long as you hang in there, everything's going to be fine. You are not working with a guide that understands retirement planning.
And I'll say this, if you don't know, if you can't articulate what your plan is, there's not one.
If you're articulating, well, I'm diversified.
Right.
That's not an income plan. It's not a retirement plan.
And a lot of times when I sit down with folks, I mean, often, maybe every time, I'll ask them, you know, what, not just what you're invested in. A lot of folks know what they're invested in.
Right.
But I say, okay, why? I mean, what is it doing for you?
How's it going to work?
Where is its place?
Why are you invested in this thing or these things? And they say, I don't know, for growth. I mean, because somebody told me to.
Well, the more it grows, the better my plan's going to work, right? That's what people think.
And so as long as what they're saying, they don't realize what they're saying. As long as the market's up, I'm good.
The radio is a challenging format to illustrate examples like I'm about to give because you really need to be able to see the numbers. So I'll say this. One, Tony, I don't know if you knew this or not, but we're doing a television show now.
Wait a minute. I think I'm on that.
Yeah. So I just wanted to remind you. For all of you folks, Saturdays at 11 a.m. on CBS 42, we are now doing Retire with Freedom on the television. So if you actually want to see what my beautiful wife looks like, tune in. We've got an opportunity there to use some visual aids and that kind of thing. Also, we teach a retirement planning class where we can go very deep. It's 3 hours on a Tuesday and 3 hours on a Thursday, and we've got one coming up shortly. And we only do these about once a quarter. So if you want to come to this class, I would encourage you to call. We've got operators that are standing by, and you can also call the office during the week, 988-0006. The point I'm going to make is that if your plan is a diversified portfolio and you're just listening to the, oh, don't worry about it, it'll go up, it'll go down, hang in there, it'll come back, it always does, that advice works if you're not pulling money out of your savings. As soon as you start pulling any sizable percentage at all out of your money and you go through a big downturn like 01 or 02 or 08, or we go through a decade like the 2000s, and people are forgetting what that's like,
yeah,
which is right about the time that we usually experience it again once everybody has forgotten what it's like.
Mm-hmm.
That will ruin your retirement. If you're working with somebody whose plan is, don't worry, hang in there, it'll work, and you're pulling out any significant percentage at all, and we go through one of those events, and that's how you're invested, you've got two choices. Stop spending money or significantly reduce what you're spending or run out of money. Or if you pass away really soon, maybe it's okay.
Don't outlive it. Yeah.
I say that kind of tongue in cheek, but this is serious stuff.
Yeah.
So there's a big difference between the kind of guide that Sean and his friends used on the second trip, which is no guide. Or even the kind of guide where y'all sit there and watched them flip over and over and over. They had guides in the boat, right?
Right.
Yep. They just weren't
as experienced, or maybe they hadn't been on that river as long, or
having not just a guide, the right guide.
And
you know, usually, Tad, people can tell the difference. They kind of know the difference. So what I would say is get help. Don't get too comfortable because the market's up. You know, that's not going to last forever. Swallow your pride. Get some real help. Get a second opinion. Just see if you're doing the right thing.
Yeah, I mean, just a second opinion. Here's what I tell people, because a lot of folks think, oh, well, I've got somebody I'm working with. Surely they've got a plan. Well, if you don't know exactly what the plan is, there isn't one.
Right.
So what I tell people is this. Is what we do really different, or do we just say it is? Are these just words that we're using, or is it true? So for the folks that come in and sit down with us, they find out for themselves. It's you who decides, hey, this is really exactly what I was looking for. I had some uneasy feelings, and this is exactly what I was looking for. Or, you know, you guys talk a good game, but you really don't know what you're doing. It's not up to us to decide, right? I mean, we have an opinion about what the answer is. So I would encourage you to come find out. So if you want to see what's the difference between what a broker or a banker does and what we do at Freedom Financial, and you'd like for it to cost you nothing to get that really valuable experience, come and see us. And we'll do that for the first 15 people that call now. We do ask that you've got $500,000 or more saved for retirement outside your real estate. If so, call now, 988-0006. That's 205-988-0006. My thing that I would say to you is, if there really is a difference, would you want to know? Or just keep doing what you're doing and hope the markets go straight up forever. 988-0006, 205-988-0006. Call now. We will sit down with you personally and help you figure out, where are you? What are the things that you need to be doing? Are there ways to protect you and your family that maybe you didn't even know about? Can we save you on taxes? What are the best decisions to make on Social Security, pension, those sorts of things? Important stuff. Come make sure you've got it covered. 988-0006.
Today we're talking about getting lost in retirement. Next, we're going to talk about the stages of retirement planning. Stay tuned.
You're listening to Retire with Freedom.
Are you retired or about to retire and concerned about whether your money's going to last? Do you worry about the volatility of the stock market? Will the next market crash derail your retirement plans? These are the concerns that our client families had when they came to see us. And that's exactly what our Retire with Freedom process solves, is to put a plan in place so that these issues do not have to be causing you concern during your retirement years. If you would like a plan like that for yourself and your family, give us a call for our no-cost, no-obligation retirement stress test. Is your retirement going to pass the test? And if not, when would you want to know? Now, while you still have time to fix it, or later when it's too late? Be one of the first 10 callers right now to receive your no-cost retirement stress test. 988-0006. That's 205-988-0006. 988-0006. Be one of the first 10 callers right now.
Investment advisory services offered only by duly registered individuals through AE Wealth Management, LLC. AEWM and Freedom Financial Group are not affiliated companies.
This is Retire with Freedom with the founders of Freedom Financial Group, Tad and Tony Hill.
And we're back. So, guys, today we are talking about getting lost in retirement. What are some things that can cause us to get lost? And then how do we recover? And for folks that have just joined us, I'm Tad Hill. I'm here with my wife, Tony, and we have Sean Fleming with us today. Sean has been with us now for a couple of years. And we have finally agreed to let him join the radio show.
Thanks for having me on.
We're going to talk about stages of retirement planning. This is a question that we get a lot. You know, Tony, when should I start planning for retirement? When's the time to start doing that? Well, obviously, we want to start saving money as soon as
you get your first paycheck.
Yeah, as soon as we get your first paycheck. Yeah. In fact, we almost had to strong arm our oldest daughter, Peyton. She's got her first job. She's doing really well. We're really proud of her. But we kept asking her, where's your 401k paperwork? Where's your 401k paperwork? And then she finally got it. And she's like, okay, well, you know, I can give this percentage or that percentage. You know,
they automatically enroll 4%.
4%. We're like, 4%. No.
Yeah. Can't retire.
So she's like, okay, how about 7 or 8? So we finally agreed on 12.
Yep.
Now she doesn't even miss it. So if you're 20, that's what you need to be doing. But this is a retirement planning show. So let's start with people who are 15 years away from retirement. Maybe they're in their early 50s. What should they be doing?
Well, they should start to maybe decrease some of the risk in their portfolio. They should certainly start looking at that.
Right.
And a lot of folks really don't even know how to do that.
Mm-hmm.
And there's not a lot of direction even at 401k level. But then that's one of the things you need to look at first. And then kind of look at, what are the streams of income I'm going to have? What will Social Security estimates look like? Do I have any rental properties, annuities? Those things that are going to be income streams, what are those going to be? Because you got to determine that math first before you start looking at, okay, where's my savings going to fill that gap after that? Really get serious. If you've got debt, not just mortgage debt, but other debt,
get
serious about getting that knocked out. 15 years out, come on, it's time to start doing that.
I mean,
that's really what you should be doing.
We really don't want to carry debt into retirement. There are some situations where it doesn't bug me to have a mortgage payment. There are some situations where it really bugs me
mm-hmm.
for somebody
it's
to have
so
a mortgage
individual.
Payment. But no credit card debt or car loans or any of that kind of stuff.
And let me say one other caveat. A lot of people think just because they don't have debt that they're in great financial
yeah.
shape. I don't have any debt. Just because you don't have debt, don't assume that you're in good shape. You may be in great shape, but that alone is not enough information.
Doesn't tell us anything,
yeah.
right? So let's move on. If we're 10 years away, that's where we really have to start nailing down exactly how much money's going out the door. If you are 10 years away from retirement, you may not be 10 years away from retirement.
Definitely.
You may be 1 year away from retirement,
yeah.
3 years away from retirement. And that can happen because you get laid off. It could happen because something takes place with you health-wise or something that you weren't expecting.
Or your spouse's health and now you're caring for them or helping or something.
If you're 10 years away from retirement, it's time to get a retirement plan. And by retirement planning, we don't mean save more money. The retirement plan is, how much are we going to need when you retire? How much can we count on from these other income sources? Are we on track to be able to generate the income that you're going to need? And we have to start with how much is going out the door. At the class that I teach, we were doing this a few months ago, a gentleman raised his hand. He said, yeah, but I'm 5 years away from retirement. The amount that's going out the door now is different than the amount that's going to go out the door when I retire. So I don't understand the point of figuring out what's going out the door now. It was a legitimate question,
right.
But we have to start with a baseline.
So we have the ability, and we're very good at this, that give us the information. We know we're planning retirements 25 rolling, you know, out and 25 rolling years going
right.
forward. So we know how to back out things that we know are actually going to be rolling off the books as opposed to might be or
and
could
how to,
be.
And how to
how
ask
to really
the questions to get
yeah.
people to think about. It's not that it's complicated.
Mm-hmm.
It's that it's detailed.
It's very detailed, and nobody else is doing this.
Nobody else is doing this kind of thing for their clients. I say nobody. I don't know every single person in the financial services world. But out of the thousands of people that have walked through our doors, I've never had anybody go, oh yeah, my guy now or my lady now has asked me all those questions. So we've got to really think through all of this stuff. And if you're 10 years away or less, it's time. If you're 5 years away or less, it's past time. And yet, it's not uncommon for folks to come in and they're retiring in 6 months or a year. And they say, well, you know, I've been listening to your show for years. It's time now for me to be here. If people come in and they've been retired for 5 years, we can still help them have a much better plan than they probably have now.
Right.
If you're a year away, that's better than being 2 years into retirement. But if you're 5 years away or less, it's time.
The more runway we have,
right.
the more opportunity we have.
The more opportunity and the easier it is for us to help them put together a plan that's
right.
going to work.
Exactly.
Sean does a good chunk of actually putting together a lot of the back end.
The scenarios,
the
plans,
details and all of
yeah.
that. And we've trained him how to do that, but now he does it for us. And he comes in and talks to us ahead of time. He says, you know, Jeff and Susie, you're coming back in. You know, this plan is going to work really well. And we go through and we review it. You know, here's where they are. He also comes in and says, man, we got a challenge. So you want our job to be easy. You want to be one of those people where Sean comes in and says, hey, this is going to work really well as long as we do the right stuff. There's people that can be in a good circumstance, but if they don't do the right planning,
right.
they can get in a bad circumstance in a hurry.
Yeah, one thing I see a lot, and we all see a lot, is people that are making a lot of money right now, a lot of times can be the biggest challenge because with making a lot of money comes spending a lot of money.
Yep.
Right.
And when you're spending a lot of money and that's the lifestyle you're used to, The number of people that say, oh, we don't live extravagant, we really live a really modest lifestyle. Then you see what's actually going out the door and you say, is that modest? And they would agree most of the time that we didn't realize that's what was happening.
And that doesn't mean that you have to reduce your lifestyle. We do planning all the time for people that are spending a good bit of money, and it's perfectly fine. But let me say this. If a lot of those folks think it's perfectly fine because what they're doing is being masked by up markets.
Or right. Their salary is masking it. Yeah. And when that goes away, it's the same feeling as losing a lot in the market.
What's the plan? And if the plan is, well, you know, we're diversified.
And we hope the market stays
and the market,
up. And surely we're going to get 8%.
As long as the market goes up like this for the next 20 years, everything's going to work fine. I want to make sure that we're not scaring everyone. It is rare that we sit down with somebody and we can't find a path that's going to work for them that they are happy about.
Exactly.
But it's really common that we sit down with somebody that if we don't do the planning and they just keep doing what they're doing, they have tons of serious roadblocks in front of them. Here are some areas where we can find you extra money or save you money. Maybe it's in taxes
or
Sean, you gave an example earlier of where you helped a gentleman who had been told by the Social Security Administration twice that he couldn't do a certain strategy, and you knew that he could. And so you ended up making them thousands, probably tens of thousands of extra dollars over the next 5 years.
Yeah. And so that's the thing. Is there more opportunity? Is there a mistake you're making and it just hasn't become apparent yet because it hasn't come to fruition, but it will? I was talking to somebody last week. I was like, we don't want to figure this out when you're 75 and go, gee, I was spending too much money, or I was withdrawing in a bucket that shouldn't have been withdrawn from, or, you know, these kinds of things. If you don't have it nailed down, it may not be hurting you today, but you don't want to skin your knees later.
You know what? You just reminded me of a perfect example of this. I was meeting with a family this past week. He's determined to take his Social Security at 62, but they don't need to. I said, okay, fine. Listen, you know, these are your decisions. I'm here to help you make the most informed decisions possible. I am not going to tell you what to do. I'm going to give you my opinion, and then I'm going to back it up with facts. So I showed him and his wife, here's what happens to your plan if you take Social Security at 62. Things are a little easier for about 4 years, and then for the rest of your retirement, they're harder. Or we can wait and things are a little tougher for 4 years, and then the burden gets significantly lighter from then on out. This isn't Tad's opinion. These are the numbers.
Yeah.
What do you think they decided?
I bet he decided to delay it a little.
How long you think they had been working with their broker?
Who knows?
15 years. In 15 years, has that broker had an opportunity to help him figure this out? No. He had never even asked the question, how much is your Social Security going to be? Here's what his planning was. What rate of return do you guys want on your investments? How much risk are you willing to take? Answer these 10 or 15 questions. Well, let's figure out your risk tolerance. We're going to invest you in a diversified portfolio based upon your risk tolerance. We should average X to Y percent, and everything's going to be fine. He didn't know how much money they were spending. He didn't know Social Security information. Forgot about this. He was going to take a single life payout on his pension. Just an enormous disaster waiting to happen for his wife.
Right.
Broker had never even asked any of this stuff.
Not to beat the Social Security thing dead, but the thing with that is you can reevaluate every month and it goes up the longer you wait. So really, unless you know the day you're going to die, it's impossible to know the absolute 100% certain best strategy.
Good point.
So the only thing that you can do to really set yourself back is taking it too early when you could have received more down the line.
And some people can do that and some people can't, but it needs to be analyzed.
But see, that's a really, really good point, because people think, oh, if I decide to delay it, I'm making a decision that I can't change for 4 years.
Right.
You can decide to take your Social Security every 30 days.
Yep.
So just because we don't take it at 62 doesn't mean you can't take it at 62 in 1 month.
And sometimes we're doing plans for people, and let's say we're going to take their Social Security till at 66 or 67, and maybe they get laid off, or maybe something happens in their family that becomes, you know, a situation, and maybe we end up taking it at 65.
Right. We can always decide to take it.
Yes, exactly.
It's not an irrevocable decision. If you're asking yourself, have we thought through all of these things? Do we know the answers to the best way to take our Social Security? What should we do with our pension? How do we insulate ourselves from the next big market crash? How do we generate income when the paychecks stop? How much are we going to need? Are there ways to save on taxes? These are all things that go into a complete retirement planning process, and that's what we do. We call our process the Retire with Freedom process. For anybody that calls in the next 15 minutes, come in and sit down with us and see what a real retirement planning process looks like. Find out. Chances are you've got a broker, a banker, or somebody that you're working with now that's investing your money. Is there a difference between complete retirement planning and somebody just investing your money? We believe strongly that there is. The families that we help tell us that there is. Find that out for yourself. Call in the next 15 minutes. We do ask that you've got $500,000 or more saved for retirement to qualify for this complimentary offer. But if so, call now, 205-988-0006. That's 205-988-0006. Call in the next 15 minutes, so you've got time. If you're driving, we don't want you running into anybody. You can pull over and write the number down, 205-988-0006. As long as you call in the next 15 minutes, we've got operators there to help you set up a time to sit down with us.
Today, we're talking about getting lost in retirement. Coming up next, we're going to take some questions from our email bag. Stay tuned.
You're listening to Retire with Freedom.
Hi, this is Tad Hill, host of the Retire with Freedom radio show and the president of Freedom Financial Group. We specialize in retirement planning. So if you're retired or about to retire, give us a call. We can help you with our five-step Retire with Freedom process, and here are the questions that it answers. Are you going to be able to retire and have your money last? How are you going to replace your paycheck with your savings and investments in a way that is secure and will last for your lifetime? How are you going to deal with the rising cost of health care, and are you being as tax efficient as possible? Be one of the first 10 callers right now to receive your no-cost retirement stress test. 988-0006. That's 988-0006. 988-0006.
Investing involves risk, including the potential loss of principal. Any references to security and lifetime income generally refer to fixed insurance products, never securities or investment products. Insurance and annuity product guarantees are backed by the financial strength and claims paying ability of the issuing insurance company. Investment advisory services offered only by duly registered individuals through AE Wealth Management, LLC. AEWM and Freedom Financial Group are not affiliated companies.
This is Retire with Freedom with the founders of Freedom Financial Group, Tad and Tony Hill.
All right, everybody, and we're back. We're in the home stretch. We're going to take some of our email questions. If you would like your question read or answered on the air, go to askfreedomfinancial.com. That's askfreedomfinancial.com. Submit a question, and we may answer it on the air. In fact, it may get answered on our television show. So for our listeners, we are now doing a television show every Saturday at 11 a.m. on CBS 42. Probably the best, most informative television show of all time. And that's my opinion, which makes it a fact. If you don't have a Saturday morning at 11 slot already set aside on your calendar, you can always DVR the show and watch that instead of Game of Thrones.
So let's go to our first question. Helen in Montevallo says, my husband's pension is a very nice monthly benefit, but after he dies, I don't get a penny of it.
Ooh.
In retrospect, this was a mistake, but there's nothing we can change about it now. How do we address this problem moving forward?
If anyone out there has a pension decision to make, please don't do that without talking to us first. These decisions have to be made with the broader picture in mind.
Right.
Taking a 0% spousal on your pension is probably a really bad idea. What we're saying is we're banking the security of our spouse on the fact that we're going to die first.
Yeah.
As long as you die first, the plan worked. Unless you have some idea of how you're going to control that, that's maybe not a great thing. Now, some people have a life insurance policy that they're putting money into to make up for the lost pension. So the challenge there in our experience is they think, well, if I've got $1 million that she's going to get, she'll be fine. And then we look at her and we say, how are you going to turn that $1 million into the income that you can need? What are you going to do with the $1 million? How are you going to invest it? What do they usually say?
Yeah, she doesn't know.
Generally, whoever the surviving spouse is, it's the most devastating, hardest time of their life. And now they have this pile of dollars plopped on their cash, and now they need to make the right decisions for the remainder of their life. It's just a challenge.
In a very challenging time.
And right. What I see a lot of times is when this has happened, I've had several widows come in here with the very same thing. They got this life insurance benefit. By the time they come in, they've blown through half of it and said, gee, this went faster than I thought. I didn't know how to manage it.
Right.
And the other thing about this, too, is sometimes those life insurance policies are term policies. Which maybe the term may be up before the guy is no longer here.
Yeah, and, so, and we're using gender specific stuff here because that's
Helen called.
Well,
and
also it's the typical thing.
It is the typical thing.
Widowed women are one of the fastest growing poverty groups in this country.
Yeah,
and there's a reason for it.
And
stuff like this is the reason. And I don't want to be overly harsh. You're right. It was a bad decision.
But there are things that can be done, and we can plan for that. Yes, we do have strategies where we can plan if there's going to be not just the income that you need, you know, now. And maybe Helen and her husband don't need the income now because of his pension that's so good. But later, if there's going to be lost income, how do we make up for that?
You know what? We don't typically talk about specific strategies because I don't know. We don't know if it makes sense for somebody or not. But this is one where there are certain types of fixed annuities that you can put an income rider on, where the amount of income that you will generate every year goes up by 8 or 9% a year.
Mm-hmm.
Let's say the pension's $30,000 a year, and we decide, okay, Helen doesn't need the whole 30, but she doesn't need zero because they're also going to lose one of the Social Security payments.
That's right.
So if they lose the whole pension and one of the Social Security payments, maybe that's $50,000 a year. Maybe she doesn't need the whole 50. Maybe she needs 25. Because this is a fixed contract and we know how much it's going to increase by, we can put a certain amount of money in a fixed annuity with what's called an income rider on it, where that income stream will go up by 8 or 9% a year, depending on the product. And we can target exactly how much income we can generate in a particular point in time. We don't have to worry about what the markets do. We don't have to worry about interest rates. It's a contractual commitment.
I mean, it's like Helen having her own pension. And by the way, Helen, if you want the whole 50, we can figure that out.
Yeah, we can figure that out too. I mean, we've got to have the money to do it.
Right.
Right? Okay, so we're going to offer this to Helen and anyone else who feels like making sure that your retirement is as secure as possible is a good idea. If it makes sense to you that having informed decisions around those things are good for you and your family, that's exactly what our Retire with Freedom process does. And we will do that for anybody that calls in the next 15 minutes. We do ask that you've got $500,000 or more saved for retirement to qualify for this free offer. But if so, call now. 988-0006. That's 205-988-0006. Let me tell you what happens when you come in. We do it without any cost or obligation to you for this initial analysis. That analysis actually takes place over two consultations. So we're investing two consultations to help you really think about where you are. If we decide to move forward past that, we will have covered how we work together, how we get compensated. You'll know every single thing that there is to know about if we decide to work together, what it's going to look like. We're going to put in a lot of time, energy, and effort into helping you figure out the things that you need to be dealing with and the decisions that you need to make and the best way to go about making those decisions. If you want that kind of process and you want that kind of experience for yourself and your family, call now. 988-0006. That's 205-988-0006.
Todd, we're running out of time today, so before we get done, we're going to do getting to know you.
All right.
Here's the question. What do you want your life to look like 10 years from now? Can I go first?
Please.
Ladies first.
All right. This is kind of an easy question for me. 10 years from now, I want to be doing exactly what I'm doing right now. I feel like I'm living the most blessed life of all. I'm getting to do what I want to do, be with my family, travel with you and with the family, help a lot of amazing families get what they want. And our company's called Freedom Financial. And there's a reason for that, because I believe in freedom. I love freedom. Yeah, 10 years from now, I still want to be doing this.
So we usually give two different answers to this question, but I'm just going to piggyback on you and say, me too. We spend time with our family and we think of our employees here as family and our clients as family. And,
yeah,
and
it's great.
It's a lot of fun.
Sean?
10 years from now, I'd like to be, you know, better than y'all, you know, but I want to be here with you. You know, I want to take it to the moon. You know, that's
you want to be the most accomplished planner at Freedom Financial.
Yeah. Yeah.
And wow. I like that.
I do too. Boy, we got to look over our shoulders.
Yeah. I will say this, you better hustle.
It's going to be fun. It's fun.
And so, you know, that's kind of here work related. Personally, you know, there's some traveling I'd like to do. I'd like, you know, never been overseas and seen any Europe, so I'd like to have the opportunity to do that.
Where would you want to go first?
Based on what I've been told, I have some Scottish in my blood, so
yeah.
I'd like to see that. I hear it's really beautiful over there.
Bring a coat.
I love Italian food, so that's
Italy. We love Italy.
A couple other kind of bucket list things. Shooting for the moon. I'd love to go see the Masters at some point. I don't know if that's in the 10-year future, but having a more established kind of family and see where that kind of goes. I love children.
Yeah, so. maybe Auburn win one more national championship.
All right,
Alabama can have the other nine, but maybe we can get one.
Hey, let's keep the streak going. I guess that's what they say, right?
And you talked about being the most accomplished planner. I think that's a wonderful goal. And I know that for us, that does not necessarily mean that we're bringing on X number of new families or any of that sort of thing.
Qualitative thing, not a quantitative thing. If I know that I'm providing the most positive impact I possibly can, and that I'm confident than anyone else can, I think I've accomplished that. I can at least lay my head down at night feeling that I've accomplished that.
And I know this, when we do things for people that they're not getting other places because of the thoroughness that we do things, you and I just figured out recently, I talked about this earlier, a family was going to make a decision that was going to ultimately cost them a couple of $100,000, and all we had to do was take the money out of a different trust. They had a couple of different trusts.
Right.
By taking it out of the right one, which is not the one they were going to take it out of, and their broker that they'd been working with for 20 years had never even given them any advice on it, we saved them a couple of $100,000.
Right.
Purely because we understood, and not only us, but we had the right partners in place, estate planning and tax planning and that sort of thing.
And we cared to get to the bottom of it. We weren't just trying to hurry up and get through the process.
Right. There was so much that came out of digging into this particular case, because it was fairly complicated, nothing that we couldn't figure out. But there was more than just one issue that needed to be corrected. You know, the way it was set up, the way stuff came out of the trust was not labeled correctly on tax returns. I mean, that's just one thing off the top of my head. There was just a myriad of issues that no one else was thinking about for them.
Well, and these folks were working with estate planning attorneys, CPAs. I mean, they had those people on the team.
Yeah.
But when we really dug into it, there hadn't been a lot of attention paid.
Right.
I think the critical piece of that is their collaboration. They might have had all these different components, but when your flight towers aren't communicating, you can't land different planes on the runway.
Right.
So I think that's one thing that I at least acknowledge that I think we do a very good job of here, and that's the people that we are working with, that we rely on and trust as the specialists in those areas that we don't focus in on as much necessarily, CPAs, attorneys. They're also in communication with us.
Yeah, we've got a team.
And the
it's
other
a
CPAs, the attorneys.
Holistic approach.
Right.
And so that's the thing. I mean, you know, we're not just in here selling a product or a service, but, you know, we're really getting this done and getting it done right.
All right, so let me wrap up by saying this. If you are interested in having that kind of quality planning for yourself and your family, we will sit down with you at no cost and no obligation and walk through, are there opportunities where we could help you secure your retirement, save money, make more money? You know, what are the things that you and your family need most? And we will help you figure that out at no cost and no obligation. If we decide to work together past that, then we'll be very clear about how that works. But we're not a fit for everybody. Not everybody's a fit for us. But for the folks that come in, we are going to do our dead level best to help you make sure that you're doing all the things that you need to be doing. And we do that for all of the families that come and see us. So if you'd like to take advantage of that, we do ask that you've got $500,000 or more saved for retirement to qualify for the free offer. If so, call now, 988-0006. That's 205-988-0006, 988-0006. See you next week.
You've been listening to Retire with Freedom on the Retirement News Network.
Investment advisory services offered only by duly registered individuals through AE Wealth Management, LLC. AE Wealth Management and Freedom Financial Group are not affiliated companies. Freedom Financial Group is an independent financial services firm that helps people create retirement strategies using a variety of insurance and investment products. Investing involves risk, including the potential loss of principal. Any references to safety, security, or guaranteed lifetime income generally refer to fixed insurance products, never securities or investment products. Insurance and annuity products guarantees are backed by the financial strength and claims-paying ability of the issuing insurance company. Freedom Financial Group is not permitted to offer, and no statement made during this show shall constitute tax or legal advice. You should talk to a qualified professional before making any decisions about your personal situation. We are not affiliated with the U.S. government or any governmental agency.
Hi, this is Tad Hill, host of the Retire with Freedom radio show and the president of Freedom Financial Group. We specialize in retirement planning.
So if you're retired or about to retire, give us a call. We can help you with our five-step Retire with Freedom process, and here are the questions that it answers. Are you going to be able to retire and have your money last? How are you going to replace your paycheck with your savings and investments in a way that is secure and will last for your lifetime? How are you going to deal with the rising cost of health care, and are you being as tax efficient as possible? Be one of the first 10 callers right now to receive your no-cost retirement stress test. 988-0006. That's 988-0006. 988-0006.
Investing involves risk, including the potential loss of principal. Any references to security and lifetime income generally refer to fixed insurance products, never securities or investment products. Insurance and annuity product guarantees are backed by the financial strength and claims paying ability of the issuing insurance company. Investment advisory services offered only by duly registered individuals through AE Wealth Management, LLC. AEWM and Freedom Financial Group are not affiliated companies.